Community bankers, not crypto lobby, stall the Clarity Act. The Clarity Act, the market structure bill that would sort out which U.S. regulator oversees most digital assets, has stalled in the Senate again. The twist this time is who is holding it up. According to reporting from Punchbowl News circulated by Cointelegraph on August 10, 2026, the resistance is being driven by community bankers, rather than the anti-crypto coalition that slowed earlier crypto bills. That is a meaningful shift. For most of the past 2 years, the friction on crypto legislation came from lawmakers and consumer advocates who framed the technology as a risk to retail investors. A banking sector objection is a different kind of obstacle, and it is rooted in competition over deposits rather than fraud or volatility concerns. The objection is about deposits, not risk. Community banks fund local lending with customer deposits. Their worry is straightforward. As stablecoins and tokenized deposits become easier to hold and spend, some of the money that currently sits in checking and savings accounts could migrate onto blockchains and payment rails that banks do not control. Less deposit funding means less capacity to make loans, especially for the small and mid-sized banks that dominate lending in smaller U.S. markets. The Clarity Act does not directly regulate stablecoins, which fall under separate legislation. But community bankers see the market structure framework as part of the same build-out that makes digital dollars a mainstream way to store and move value. Their lobbying groups carry weight in the Senate that the crypto industry, for all its spending, has struggled to match on issues touching hometown banks, different from the earlier delays. This is not the first setback for the bill. In late July, the Senate pushed the Clarity Act vote past its summer recess, and separately, senators brokered an ethics deal aimed at getting the measure to 60 votes. Those developments were about floor scheduling and vote counting inside the chamber. The community banker resistance is a different problem. It is an organized interest group with local ties to nearly every senator, and its objection is economic rather than procedural. Resolving a scheduling conflict is easier than resolving a fight over who gets to hold the country's deposits. The market barely reacted. Crypto prices treated the news as noise. As of August 10, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $64,964, up just 0.1% on the day, while Ether sat at $1,914, down 0.1%. BNB was at 604 and Solana at 7653. The Fear and Greed Index read 40, or neutral. There was no legislative-driven sell-off and no relief rally, which fits a market that has watched the Clarity Act stall and restart several times already this year. The muted reaction tells you that traders have stopped pricing near-term passage. Each delay chips away at the assumption that a comprehensive U.S. framework arrives in 2026. The stakes for everyday crypto users. Regulatory clarity matters for anyone spending crypto in the United States, even if the connection is indirect. A clear framework would give exchanges, issuers, and card programs firmer ground to operate on, which tends to widen the menu of compliant products. Uncertainty does the opposite. Providers move cautiously, and some U.S.-focused launches slip or get shelved. For U.S. residents comparing crypto card options, the practical effect of continued gridlock is fewer new domestic products and slower feature rollouts, not an immediate change to cards already in market. Providers that lean on stablecoin spending rails are the ones most exposed to how the deposit fight ultimately shakes out, since the community bank objection is aimed squarely at digital dollar flows. There is also a reminder buried in the banking objection. Deposits at a licensed U.S. bank carry FDIC insurance up to statutory limits. Balances held with a custodial crypto provider generally do not, which is the counterparty risk that surfaces whenever a provider runs into trouble. That distinction is part of why banks feel the competitive pressure and part of why users weighing a custodial card should know where their money actually sits. The road ahead is procedural and political. Passing the Clarity Act now means satisfying an interest group that was not the main obstacle when the bill was drafted. Sponsors can keep the framework's regulatory split intact while adding language meant to reassure community banks, or they can wait for the banking lobby's concerns to soften. Neither path moves quickly in an election year Senate. The base case for the near term is more of the same: a bill with bipartisan interest, real momentum at points, and a fresh obstacle each time it approaches the floor. The identity of the blocker has changed. The outcome stalled has not.